In Japan this week, nothing much happened. Nothing much happened last week either, or the week before that, at least nothing that the rest of the world seemed to consider very significant. But as NPR's departing, as opposed to departed, Tokyo correspondent Eric Weiner reports, many Japanese don't seem to mind.
For the past 4 years, Japan has been my home. You remember Japan, that Asian juggernaut poised to take over the world, that economic powerhouse that swallowed up American landmarks like so much tekamaki, golf courses, record companies, Rockefeller Center. Talk of trade wars dominated the nightly newscasts. Alarmists warned that Americans better start learning Japanese. There was no stopping Japan Inc. Fast forward 15 years, and the picture looks very different. Japan's bubble has burst. The White House no longer talks about Japan, nor do most news organizations. We Americans care about foreign lands only when they pose a threat. Japan no longer does. Some are now calling it the Switzerland of Asia, clean, relatively prosperous, and utterly irrelevant. Trade deficits, export imbalances, forget about it. These days, Japan's main export is baseball players. Ichiro and Nomo occupy the American mind more than Toyota and Honda. Here in Japan, the newspapers deliver a daily dose of pessimism. The population is shrinking. The crime rate is rising. A plague of supposedly Western problems is descending on the nation. Unemployment, homelessness. Faced with such grim news, most Japanese just throw up their arms and say, "Shikata ga nai." It can't be helped. A friend of mine put it this way. Japan, he said, is a country desperately trying to maintain the status quo. At first, I nodded in agreement, but then I began to think, well, what's wrong with the status quo? On paper, yes, Japan is in a slump, but you would never know it, judging by the packed department stores and the packed commuter trains. Yes, unemployment at about 5% is high by Japanese standards, but low enough to get a president reelected in the U.S. We in the media tend to talk about Japan as an economy and not a country. We report statistics like gross domestic product and trade surpluses as if they reflect some deeper existential truth. But they are only numbers, numbers that are not necessarily the best measure of a nation's progress. And that is something that young Japanese seem to recognize. They don't want to spend a lifetime toiling away at Toyota or Sony like their parents, only to succumb to karoshi, death by overwork. They don't care about being number one, number two, or even number three is fine with them. Unlike their parents, this generation of Japanese feels it does not have to prove anything to the rest of the world. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Tokyo.